I feel like today is going to be incredibly relatable because what do? When we're growing up, we're in our come up journey, and we're grateful for where we're at and making the best effort we can to be in the present moment and enjoy our life. And at the same time, we are not exactly where we want to be. We're not where we want to be in life yet, in our career, in our relationship, whatever it is. What the fuck do we do? And I've been experiencing this lately, so I like to think that I go through certain things so that I can have the opportunity to work through them, so then I can then get to share them with you guys. I'm Kayla Rose, and this is Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we dive into the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. And I wish I could say that I have it all figured out for you, that you can look at me and see me as a blueprint. But in fact, I am really just going along this journey with you guys. I'm about to be 25 in like a week and a half. I'm 24 now, about to be 25, and I am stepping into a true quarter life crisis. I didn't think it was a thing. I didn't believe everyone. I was like, oh my God, they're just being crazy. How different could 25 feel? And unfortunately, it is starting to fucking hit me, the feeling of being like, wow, what am I doing with my life? Am I living the life that I want? Am I going after my desires? Am I clear about my desires? And through these last couple weeks of having to work through mucky, unclear, uncomfortable feelings of not having clarity, what I've realized is that I was meant to go through this so that somebody out there listening, another sensitive soul, another big feeler with big dreams and a big desire to make this life the best one they've ever lived, so somebody out there can also hear the things that I've been working through, and hopefully you can relate, and hopefully you can feel less alone. Because it's so funny, the other day I saw on TikTok a friend of mine, Ava Jules, and she posted, when you cry because you like notice that your face is not symmetrical. And it was so funny because that exact day I looked in the mirror and I looked at my face and I was like, I can tell what side I sleep on. Like, I can tell that I'm unsymmetrical. And I literally cried about it because usually I don't feel very insecure about my looks. Like, I do think that I'm very beautiful, I'm very sexy, I'm very hot. I'm not gonna lie, not to be full of myself. I think like everybody is. And I see everybody's beauty around me and I see the beauty within myself. And that day I was just feeling incredibly insecure and I was like, I can tell that my face is unsymmetrical. And I opened up my TikTok and I saw that Ava had posted something similar and I was like, wow, I think she is so incredibly beautiful. She looks so symmetrical. I cannot tell whatever she is looking at. I can't see the same thing that she's looking at. I think she is so beautiful, so symmetrical. And I was like, she is so beautiful. And what I've realized through that experience is that we think that we are the only ones feeling something. We think that we are the only ones experiencing something, when in fact, most of the time, what we are experiencing is collective. That's why I come on this mic, I say things, and people are like, how are you inside my mind? I'm like, I'm not inside your mind. We are just experiencing the collective energy, the collective shift, the collective evolution, the collective level up. And we are all a part of it. And we're all feeling it. And yesterday was the Pisces new moon. And new moons are supposed to be time for manifesting and, you know, laying out your dreams and your plans. And in the classic spirit of Pisces, the water sign of all water signs, I was so deeply in my feels. Like, I couldn't stop crying. Pisces also rules the 12th house in astrology, which is the last house of the zodiac. So it felt like this culmination period, truly, like this completing of cycles that almost it feels like I've been overcoming for lifetimes, like all hit me yesterday. And I couldn't figure out in my brain what was going on. Like, I couldn't think through it. All I could do was feel through it and experience through it. And that is something so important to remember, that sometimes when you are a big feeler, a sensitive person, I hate saying the word empath because I'm just like, I feel like it's just been overused, but a sensitive spiritual being. When you are somebody like that, which I know that you are, if you're listening to this podcast, sometimes you are going to be hit with very strong, very big feelings. And sometimes you aren't going to be able to conceptualize why it is happening in your brain. And that's because it can be from deep subconscious patterns. It can be from past lives. It can be from even you grieving what's going on collectively in the world right now. I saw this thing on TikTok and someone was like, if you are a sensitive person and you are a light worker, sometimes you will be assigned in the spiritual realm grief. You will be assigned sadness because spirit and the universe knows that you have the strength and capability to alchemize that pain. So when you have this ability to alchemize the pain, sometimes you'll literally just feel sad for no reason. And that's when you need to check in, listen to your tools in your toolbox and be like, what can I do to alchemize this right now? Can I move my body? Can I make art? Can I connect with other brilliant people who will shift my state? Whatever it is, can I get in nature? Can I get in a body of water? Whatever you need to do to alchemize the pain, alchemize the grief, alchemize the sadness, know that you're given these feelings because you have the capability to handle them. The best way to learn a language, immersion, of course, but if that's not in the cards for you this year, you can still learn a language. And the amazing part about this is you can learn the language from home so that when you go travel and immerse yourself in their country, you have a base to work with. I swear to God, speaking the language when you are in another country makes your experience so much better. And the best way to learn is with Babbel. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors, waste hours on apps that don't really work because Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations, so you really feel like you have conversation-based teaching. And I wanted to give you guys a very, very special limited time deal for Skinny Dipping listeners. Right now, you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/skinnydipping. It's also going to be linked below. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/skinnydipping, spelled babbel.com/skinnydipping. Rules and restrictions may apply. And that was one of the main things that I realized yesterday as I was having a lot of sadness. And it was actually so funny because one of my friends, I had posted on my close friend's story, what I just told you guys about the grief being assigned to light workers so that we are able to alchemize it. And one of my friends said, I had that exact same download yesterday. And I think when things are coming through at different angles from different people, I know that that is truth because I can tell that that is a truth or a message that wants to be heard because multiple of my friends are experiencing the same thing. So just know, if you are a big feeler, if Pisces and the new moon felt like a lot, maybe it felt like a little like out of touch or delusional or whatever it is, just know that those feelings are coming up so that they can catapult you to the next level because the only way into the next level of your life is through the hard emotions. It's through the things that you are avoiding. And I had a lot of resistance recording this episode. I think I had a lot of resistance because I knew it was going to be incredibly vulnerable to share with you the insecurities that I'm going to be sharing with you today. But on top of that, I will not be just sharing what I've been experiencing. I am going to explain the steps in order to move through feelings of insecurity, feelings of feeling like you're not where you are yet, feelings of I don't know what I want to do with my life, like that classic just growing up. Honestly, for me, it's a quarter life crisis. For you, it's whatever age you are, but it's just part of growing up. That's a big thing that I've realized. So I am so excited to dive in today. These tips, these tricks, I feel like have truly helped me find grounding. They've truly helped me be like, wow, like I know what the next step is. Because for me, I was really scared because I was like, I have all the choice in the world, which is so amazing. And I feel so silly to be ungrateful for that. I'm so grateful for having so much choice in front of me. But when you have a blank canvas and a million colors, it's just like, which one do I choose? And it feels overwhelming. Like my executive function begins to short circuit. And I'm like, I'm having decision fatigue, needing to paint the life in front of me without knowing what it is I desire and what it is that I want. But what I'm realizing is that these tips and tricks have really, truly grounded me. So I cannot wait to share them with you today. If you are new to the podcast, I'm Kayla Rose, the podcast host of Skinny Dipping. You can follow me on Instagram at SundaysKK, at Skinny Dipping Diaries. And the video episode will be up on the Soul in Progress community app. Everything is going to be linked below. And I would really love for you guys to join the community because it's truly growing into a group of amazing skinny dippers. Every single person in that group is truly connected in all of our soul's mission to come here and change the world. I honestly feel like all of us have this greater purpose here. And if we can collectively work together, then I think we can really make actual change happen. So I would love for you to join the Soul in Progress community. There's going to be the video for this on there. And then also later in the week, I will be posting a workshop basically that is going to go with this episode. So everything we kind of talk about in this episode today, we're going to alchemize it and experience it and embody it through the workshop on the Soul in Progress community. It's only $8.88 a month, 888, the sign for abundance. This year, 2024, is also the year of eight, which is just amazing because it's like the infinity sign. It's ever flowing, ever changing, ever spiraling upwards abundance. So we're going to do a workshop over there. It'll have like meditation, journaling, breath work, you know the drill. So check that out. Join the community. I would absolutely love to have you. Introduce yourself so that everybody can meet you once you're in the community. And we are also starting book club this week. We are reading All About Love by Bell Hooks. So if you feel called, please join the community and let's dive into this episode. If you're new, hit the fucking subscribe button. It helps your girl out at whatever platform you're listening on. And of course, at the end of this episode, if you feel called to share this with somebody that you love or on your Instagram stories and to tag us, it really does just make my day that you would feel called to share this. Like it helps you in some way that you want someone else to experience that same assistance in life and that same peace and that same understanding. So that would mean so much to me. And let's strip down and dive in. This is Skinny Dipping. Before we get into the tips and tricks, I feel like I just need to have a vulnerability moment with you guys to let you know what sparked this episode, to let you know why I have resistance to talking about this, because a part of me feels insecure or embarrassed or like I want to have all my shit together for you guys. And in fact, I realized that would not be embodying the lessons that I teach, because I feel like what I love to share here is that you can show up completely as you are, even if it's messy, even if it's chaotic, even if it's not exactly perfect or exactly what you had pictured in your mind, you can still show up. And because you are brave and you decided to show up, even imperfect and messy and chaotic and unsure and insecure, when you choose to show up in that way, the universe 100% rewards you. It's my favorite part of the podcast where I get to talk in my sexy voice and tell you about Dipsy and our extended 30-day free trial. We use our phones for everything at this point, but did you know that you can use it for some sexy me time? Don't worry, your fantasies are safe with Dipsy. Just don't forget to use your headphones. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women, because I feel like sometimes we need a little bit of a storyline to get us going. New content is released every week, and they also have soothing sleep stories, wellness stories, and sexy written stories to read. So let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/skinnydipping. It's going to be linked below. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsea.com/skinnydipping. dipsystories.com/skinnydipping. Check it out because, I mean, it's free and we love sexy stories. I've seen it in my life countless times where I've been like so scared to move forward with something. And then once I actually choose to move forward with it, I am immediately rewarded, not just in the material world, but within the fulfillment within myself, within knowing I am proud of myself. I am capable. And you can prove to yourself that you are so capable by showing up even when you are scared or even when you are unsure. So I am showing up that way today fully because I think that as I'm about to turn 25, I see a lot of things in my life I am so grateful for. I am so grateful for this community and the podcast and my career. My amazing relationship with my partner of 9 years, which is just like so crazy. I need to do an episode on relationships soon. And then there's some things that just feel like I'm behind in life. I feel insecure that I'm still living with my parents and about to be 25, which I'm trying to reason with myself and be like, okay, but you know what? You're saving up money, not gonna rent, so one day you can actually own a house. But regardless, it makes me feel small. My friend sent me, it's actually funny, my friends like obviously know that I feel this way because I've been talking to them about that and just like opening up because like basically shame loves to thrive in secrecy. So if I keep that to myself that I feel insecure or embarrassed or shameful about it, it's gonna feel a lot heavier. But if I share it with people that I love, then I realize it's nothing to be afraid of and they're not judging me for it. But basically one of my friends like sent me a meme this morning and it was like, you know, when they say you live at your parents' house, you don't have to pay rent, you live for free, but you actually like sell your soul. Like that's kind of how I feel. I just feel like my parents are so amazing. I'm so fucking grateful for them. They're actually really chill and easy to live around. It's not them at all. It's actually me embodying younger versions of myself because I still live in the same house that I grew up in and I live under my parents' roof. It's me not being able to step outside of my comfort zone. I don't even think they're the ones that are holding me back. I think they're the ones actually supporting me, but I just feel like I have been scared to really get out of my comfort zone, move out of my hometown, which my hometown is Maui in Hawaii. So it's kind of tough because it's like, why would I want to move out of my hometown when it's beautiful and I can surf and be in the sunshine all year round? And I know that I will move back to Maui at some point, but I know that at 25, I'm just feeling this like push to be like, wow, it's time to do something different. It's time to step out of your comfort zone. And you guys know that I'm a very brave person, willing to put myself out there over and over again. I'm willing to fail over and over again. But let me tell you, I'm fucking scared. Like, I'm scared. I don't know where I want to go. I don't know where I belong. All I know is that I've outgrown my current situation and I can feel it every single day. And it honestly like hurts every single day. It's just like feels like I'm holding myself back. And I know I'm holding myself back because I am being motivated by fear. I'm not going out there and, you know, going to check out somewhere to live because like I'm scared. I'm scared I'm not gonna like it. I have, you know, fears around financial insecurity, even though I have money to support me and I'm making money in my business. It's just the mindset around money that is holding me back. I'm like, what if I stop making money and then I spend all my savings and blah, blah, blah. Just all these what ifs coming in and all these deep insecurities. And definitely living with my parents, living in my hometown, like, and feeling that need that I've outgrown my current situation is really uncomfortable. And not knowing exactly where I want to go or what I want to do or even what I desire is even more uncomfortable because I feel like I would have a willingness to move towards what it is that I want if it felt clear about what I want. And at this point, I don't feel clear. I feel like I'm just really making it up as I go. And I really wanted to share that with you guys today because I wanted you to know that if you're feeling that way too, it is totally normal. And even the people that you look at that you think like, wow, they have this amazing life. Like we all go through cycles where we outgrow our current environment. And when we are ready to spiral upwards into a new beginning. And what I've realized is that your current environment doesn't have to be bad. Like, I love my life here. That's not the problem. That actually is the thing that holds me back is that I love my life, but I feel like I'm becoming complacent. And I think that really, really fucking scares me. So that was like honestly a lot to share with you guys. And that's not to like make this so much about myself, but I just hope that someone out there relates to this and understands me. And I'm going to tell you what I've done about it, because I've been going through this for the last couple weeks and I have implemented some things that really have helped me create the illusion of security and help me feel more secure in moving forward, even though I'm unsure and showing up messy and showing up chaotic and yeah, showing up without having any idea what I'm doing, but a willingness to try and be curious and learn and experience, and knowing that if I change my mind, I can always come home, I can always come back, and it wouldn't be going back, it would just be going forward in a new way. I can always change my mind, and that's something that I need you guys to realize too, is you can always change your mind. You can go for something and then you can be like, wait, never mind. But you probably won't be like, never mind. You're probably going to be like, fuck, why didn't I do this sooner? So let's get into it. Let's see what I got in this journal. So basically what I realized is that I was having so much anxiety because I was lacking security and stability. And I think we talked about this in last week's episode, that security and stability is an illusion, but we don't want to fault our brains for feeling that way. We want to work with our brain, work with our ego in order to create this kind of facade or this appearance of stability so that the ego can calm down. Because if the ego feels insecure or unstable, what happens is anxiety bubbles up and we start to just feel shaky in our feet, shaky in our grounding. And it's not that anything's actually wrong per se. It's more so that the ego is just freaking out and saying, if I can't predict what's going to happen, then I am unsafe. Because unfamiliarity to the ego, to the evolutionary brain, feels like unsafety. So in our brain, we think I'm unsafe, and then our body responds, and that just dysregulates our nervous system, makes us feel like we are lost and confused and frustrated and overwhelmed and burnt out. And the key here is to create this illusion of security. So what did I personally do? What is the actionable step behind this? I actually saw this on TikTok the other day, and this is not exactly what I did, but it's something similar. This person called it the Odyssey Plan. I forget what the creator was, so if you remember, you can message me and I'll try to add it into the show notes, but she called it the Odyssey Plan. And it's basically, you're going to write out three different ideas for your life. She said in the next 5 years, but I'm just going to go in the next like 6 months to a year, because that's how my brain works. And you're going to write out three different possibilities. This is allowing your brain to know that you have choice. You can choose what this next chapter of your life looks like. And by having these three options in front of you, it really makes yourself get curious with, what is it that I desire? If I could make up my dream life where I feel the most joyful, the most connected, the most fulfilled, the most satisfied, the most proud of myself, the most capable, what would that look like? So go ahead and write out three different ideas. I feel like I kind of started writing down a bunch of different ideas of what I could do. And then I kind of stumbled upon the idea of, okay, I should move to LA. That's where I have community. That's where I have friends. And I started to look at like Zillow and trying to find housing. And as I was looking at housing in California, I was like, it doesn't feel right yet. Yet is the operative word, because I'm like, it might feel right in the future. There's something about it that feels like this little mini, like it could be right, but not yet. And I was like getting curious with myself, right? Asking myself questions. Well, why doesn't it feel right? You have community there. You have opportunities for your job there. And I just sat with myself and journaled and meditated. And what came through was that I cannot settle down because my heart still yearns to travel the world. and I don't want to rent somewhere because all I really want to do is travel. That's why I dropped out of university in 2019. I dropped out because I was like, I want to travel. I've been called to it since leaving high school. I always knew that it was going to be a big part of my life. So I'm like, okay, what's the scary thing to do then? What's the thing that feels so fun and so exciting for my soul, that lights my soul on fire in the rebirth of life? What is that? Is it horrifying? Is it scary? Is it out of my comfort zone? What is that thing? And that's what I want you to ask yourself. What is it that scares you? And scares you in a way that also like excites you and leaves your soul on fire, because they're actually showing by using, I think it's like the transcranial stimulation, that anxiety and excitement look like the same neural pathway in the brain. It's just a different perspective and just a different mindset. Our skin changes like the seasons, and that's why it's important to understand our skin and the science behind it. Understanding our skin at a cellular level will change our lives. And support for today's episode comes from my favorite, which is OneSkin. Did you know that it's so important to shift your skincare routine depending on the seasons? Things like dry, flaky skin, and redness are really an example and a reflection of what's going on at a cellular level. And what I love about OneSkin is they use a scientifically proven peptide called OS1 that basically reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells. And instead of, you know, most companies, I feel like mask like the skin issues, but I feel like what I love about OneSkin is it uses science to address these issues at a cellular level and basically boost your skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and help protect against the elements. Is the world's first skin longevity company. We are in it for the long game, baby. And by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, it can really get to the root cause. So I'm going to give you guys 15% off today for a limited time using the code SKINNYDIPPING at oneskin.co. It's going to be linked below. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code SKINNYDIPPING. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please tell them that it was us. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. New year, healthier skin, and that's OneSkin. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. So what's really cool about this is that what kind of scares us is also what excites us. And I was like, what excites me? And I was like, I've always wanted to just buy a one-way ticket to Europe and road trip and travel and have my Mamma Mia, Eat, Pray, Love experience. And I was like, damn, that sounds fucking exciting. Like, it scares the shit out of me because I know in the past I've traveled a lot, but with my partner, but I know that he cannot just like leave for 6 months. That's not what his life currently looks like. And accepting that, I'm like, I have to do this alone. And that's fucking scary and that's fucking horrifying. But run towards the scary. Like, run towards it, because what's on the other side of it is the deepest lessons of capability and growth and independence. And I just basically created a plan. I was like, I'm going to work from now until July. And then like halfway through July or at the end of July, I'm going to buy a one-way ticket to Europe. And I created a plan. I created a plan in my journal for my mind. And since I created that plan, even though, you know, I don't have any technically set plans for it yet, because this is a very new thought process, what I've realized is like, okay, like I feel more secure now because I know that I have a plan. I'm not just flailing around being like, what do I do in life? I just guessed. I guessed what would be fun. I got curious with myself. I asked myself those questions. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is like, if you are feeling unfulfilled in your current position, you're still grateful for this life, but you maybe want something more, get curious about what would be fun and just try something on. Try something on, make a plan, and that gives the ego the illusion of security that it needs to just calm down. And breathe and chill and slow down. And since I decided that, I have already kind of started mourning and pre-grieving my life here a little bit, and just the security and the codependency, honestly, with my partner. I've already started to cry about it, and I'm just like, I'm willing to feel these tough emotions. I'm willing to do something that's uncomfortable because this is going to be an amazing chapter, an amazing story, and I can always come home. Even if you don't know what you're doing with your life, if that is causing you so much anxiety, do the Odyssey plan. Write out 3 different ideas and options and just guess what sounds fun, what challenges me, what makes me curious about life, what would make me excited again, and allow it to take you where it wants to take you. Get curious with yourself. Ask yourself questions. If something doesn't feel right, why does it not feel right? Because sometimes we have to know why we don't want something to figure out what we actually do want. Okay. The next thing that I really wanted to talk about was noticing what is self-sabotage versus deep knowing. Because when I told one of my best friends from college about wanting to go to Europe in a couple months, she was like, I don't know, Kayla. It kind of feels like you're running. Do you think you're running away? And that's a form of self-sabotage, right? And I told her, in the past, you know that I've run away. And I know that I've wanted to run away and uproot, which uprooting, the constant need to uproot, is a clear sign of self-sabotage because it's showing us like, oh, well, I don't want to lose my life, so I'm just going to be the one in control and pick up and move away. You know, it's that self-sabotage. It's that subconscious pattern and subconscious need for control that makes us want to uproot and change everything and almost create chaos, because if we can be the ones creating chaos, then we actually feel more in control of the chaos, when in fact we are never really in control. And that's just a whole part of channeling your spirituality and tapping in and being like in the surrender and being like in the acceptance of that we actually don't have a lot of control. And the surrender actually allows us to flow with the stream a lot easier. So basically, when she came to me, I definitely got curious with myself and asked myself, is this self-sabotage? But immediately I knew it wasn't. And the difference that I knew that it was a deep knowing that something needed to change versus self-sabotage showing up in, you know, being too busy, being chaotic, uprooting, versus feeling steady in my decision and knowing that it's coming from my soul and not the scaredness of my ego. What I realized is that if I was trying to pick up and leave like next week or in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks in this urgency, because urgency is a trauma response, if I was trying to live in this urgency, I would know that that was uprooting, that that was self-sabotage. But because I'm actually coming up with a plan and thinking about it and giving myself like 4 months to really solidify my plans, I know that that is just an exciting new chapter, and it is something that I am planning for rather than it being, you know, just some crazy self-sabotage. And the truth is, also, you could just move next week, and it also could be from your soul, not uprooting, not self-sabotage, but you can only know that difference. And the way to tell what it is by just checking in with your body. When you think about it, does it make you kind of feel like, this is the right decision? Like, I feel secure in this. Or does it make you feel like, oh shit, I got to figure this out and this out and this out, and it's a really crazy thing? It's like, you can feel the difference in your body when something is coming from your soul versus your ego. So that's just something to kind of point out. The next thing that I will say is a big thing that I have been observing within myself is how and where I am operating from. So I'm trying to pay attention to all the choices that I make and all the things that I think about. And I ask myself, is this coming from a place of fear? Or is this coming from a place of love? This is the third thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about today, because what I realized is, well, I've actually learned this in therapy multiple times and in psychology 101, I remember in college, that basically the brain, the egoic brain, the evolutionary brain, has 2 functions. It either moves away from pain, that's its intention, that's its motive, to move away from pain, or its motive, its intention, is to move towards pleasure. And that's kind of where our archaic, old-fashioned brain that came from evolutionary days, that's its purpose, is to either move away from pain or towards pleasure. So in the decisions that I've been making and the thoughts I've been having, I've been asking myself, Am I making this decision because I am scared? Because I am trying to move away from feeling insecure. Like when it came to observing living with my parents and everything with that, I was like, okay, I need to shift it from moving away from embarrassment, moving away from insecurity, because that's not going to get me anywhere. That's just going to put me in a loop. But if I can move towards trust in myself, if I can move towards independence and showing myself that I am capable and having the motive and the intention be moving towards a place of pleasure and towards a place of love and love for myself, I know that then that is the right decision to make. To bring this up is because I get really confused on if the decision I'm making is the right or wrong decision. First of all, there is no right or wrong or good or bad. That is like the three-dimensional world. That is like the material human world. Our spirit knows that everything holds both and everything holds everything. And there's no like good or bad. That is just something that our mind deems as good or bad, positive or negative. But there is no right or wrong decision because the universe has never failed you. Even in the moments where it's like so fucking hard, there is a reason that you go through those wounds, that you go through that pain. Like your wounding is your wisdom in this world. What you're going through is what you're growing through. You know, that classic saying, like these are your lessons and it's setting you up for the greater picture, the greater part that you get to play in. Honestly, the up-leveling of the world that we're all currently experiencing, we all have a different hand to play in it, and a lot of times our pain is directly related to that. So I get really caught up in like, is this the right decision? Do I do this? And it's like, okay, instead of being like, is this the right decision or the wrong decision? Instead, can I ask myself, am I making this choice to move away from fear, to move away from pain? Or am I making this choice to move towards love? Am I doing this out of love? Am I moving towards pleasure? What is my motive? And you can tell if a decision is the quote unquote right one to make, because if it is coming from a place of moving towards what it is you want, what it is you desire, rather than away from the things that you fear, you know that you are making that choice from your soul and not your ego. Another thing, like this is the fourth thing that I really wanted to talk about that has really helped me in big decision making, big life changes, which also I will just say that it is crazy that it is the era of the Phoenix. It is so relatable because the era of the Phoenix came to me. It was like a message that channeled through. I knew it was an archetype that I really wanted to embody, but what I realized was that I actually wasn't going through a lot of rebirth and change in my life when I came up with the Era of the Phoenix. And I find that a lot of times the songs I write or the ideas that I have for the podcast, a lot of times they're foreshadowing what it is that I'm about to experience. And I think I'm about to go through a crazy rebirth of like going on this Mamma Mia journey to Europe and being independent and buying a one-way ticket and moving out of my parents' house and like moving out of my hometown, like going through this big life change. It's not happening yet, but the Era of the Phoenix has been this foreshadowing to it that has been prepping me for this moment. And I'm just really grateful for it. And something that I really wanted to share with you that has helped me in not being exactly where I want to be in life and not getting frustrated with it and just knowing that, you know, I can be inspired by the gap between where I am and where I want to be rather than having it discourage me. What I've realized is that this is my fucking come up story. Like in the future where I am, where I want to be, and I have achieved the things that I've wanted to achieve, and I have, you know, moved towards and received my desires. When that happens, I'll be so grateful for this moment where I am 24, about to be 25, having a quarter life crisis, and I feel so fucking lost and I don't know what I'm doing. It's like, that's part of the story. That's part of the plot. Like this is my come up story. And I'm so happy that, you know, I don't necessarily have the exact amount of like wealth that I want that I have now, you know, for example, with financial security. I actually have gratitude for that because I know that one day when I do have that financial abundance and when I do have that amount of wealth that I see myself creating in this lifetime, I will be so grateful for it. I will know what to do with it and I will want to do good with it compared to somebody who maybe doesn't understand what it means to help others because they were just really like given a lot of money at a young age, which nothing is wrong with that too. Like, honestly, like I envy the trust fund babies, like, like no judgment towards them. I just, for me personally, the way that I shift it in my mind is like, wow, this is my come up story. How fucking cool is that? Like somebody's going to write an autobiography about me one day and this is going to be my come up story. And if I didn't have a come up, then it would be a really boring story to write. So that always helps me come back and be like, girl, we're just in the process. We are just being human. This is super, just a part of it. And you're going to get everything that you want. Your success is inevitable. That's what I want you to say to yourself. My success is inevitable. And this is part of the journey. My success is inevitable. And this is a part of the journey. Okay, the fifth thing that I wanted to talk about is sometimes it's unclear because the clear yes hasn't been presented to you yet. I know that I am getting clearer with what it is that I want and what it is that I desire. But also, I know that maybe the reason that it feels unclear is because the clear yes hasn't been presented in front of me so that my full body can respond. So know that the clear yes is coming. And if you don't see it now, it's because you're not supposed to see it yet. And also I want you to like journal and get clear. That's your actionable step for this week. Do your Odyssey plan, do your three different ideas and kind of just explore the question of what is it that I desire? I feel like a lot of times we ask ourselves, what is it that, you know, would like make me look good or make me feel secure in society or what is it that's going to make me money? I want you to cut that shit out for a moment and just ask your heart, what is it that I desire? And know that in that desire and in that fire pulling you towards what it is that you want, there are clues from the universe showing you where you are meant to go. And it is up to you to tune in and it is up to you to listen. That is your responsibility. No one is going to do this work for you. No one is going to feel your feelings for you or go through this hard change for you. This radical responsibility for knowing that this is your life will fucking save you. Okay, guys, that was a lot. I really appreciate everyone who has listened to this point, and I'm really excited to hear any downloads that are coming through for you. So message me on the gram and know that we're all just doing our best. And, you know, even the people that you look up to, like I know so many of you do look up to me. Like you've messaged me, you've told me, like sometimes I'm like, why me, honestly? But know that I don't have it figured out. Like I definitely don't. And I'm right alongside you guys on this journey. Just for a little like quick life review on this little quarter life crisis episode, remember to plan your Odyssey plan, create this illusion of security for yourself to make the brain feel secure. Notice what is self-sabotage versus deep knowing, what is uprooting versus feeling your feet steady in the earth. How can we make decisions from a place of moving towards pleasure and love rather than away from pain and fear? Where are you making your decisions from? Remembering this is your come up story. Knowing that the discomfort from outgrowing your surroundings is so normal. It's so a part of growing up. It's literally just a part of life. Everyone experiences it. And check in with what it is that you desire. Check in with it. Check in with yourself. That is your homework for this week. And I cannot wait to hear what comes to your brilliant little mind because every single one of you that listen, you guys are brilliant. I love you guys so much. You are so special to me. Subscribe if you're new. Share this with somebody that you love. Join the Soul in Progress community. Of course, support any of the sponsors because if you support the sponsors and you click on like the links that I give you, then it supports me because that's how I like make my money from the podcast because I make this podcast free for you guys so that, yeah, the sponsors pay me and yeah, basically you get to have this content for free. So I'm really grateful for you guys. I would love to see you in the Soul in Progress community and for you to join the book club. All About Love by Bell Hooks is on Spotify, so you don't have to buy it if you have Spotify. And I think that's it. I love you guys. You are inherently worthy. And although we're talking about desires, I want you to also remember that you don't have to do anything or be anything or achieve anything to actually be worthy because you are. You just are. And that's why I want you to move towards your desires, because I know you are already deserving of them. You don't have to think that you have to be qualified or have a certification or whatever to move towards your desires. Like, you can do it right here and right now. I love you guys so much. I'm Kayla Rose. This is Skinny Dipping, and I'll see you guys next week. This is the era of the fucking Phoenix. Whoa, not the intense whisper. Okay, bye guys. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinny dipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinny dipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinny dipping.